Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to our brand new season on Beyond the Mic with your host, Uramazibuko.
And me, Wiselo Pepe.
Guys, in this season, we're going to bring various guests, various topics that we want to discuss. And also, feel free to let us know what y'all want to see. You feel me? We're excited to be back, guys, and we just hope you enjoy the season as much as you enjoyed season one.
We're back for season two. Y'all thought we were gonna stop, but we ain't stopping.
We're not stopping.
We keep on going, and we're only gonna go higher. So enjoy season two, guys. Follow us on our various social media: Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, RSS as well,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Podcast,
Spotify, yes sir. Catch us that side.
Catch us on every single platform. Love you all, and yeah, enjoy season two. Yes, sir. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to our brand new episode on Beyond the Mic with your host, Uramazibuko.
And me, as the baby.
Yes, sir. Guys, change of scenery, as you can see. You know, we gotta spice it up just a little bit. Yes, sir. But we appreciate you guys once again for the love and the support we keep getting. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed our previous episode. With the guest.
Another shout out to Caden.
Yes,
for
sir.
Hopping on to that episode. It was a very nice episode. If you still haven't seen it,
go check it out.
It's on YouTube and digital stream.
Of course. You don't want to miss it out. You feel me? Caden was spitting some bars there.
Some facts.
Yes, sir.
And finally, you guys have a guest. And I'm saying,
you had a guest.
Had one more person pull up.
Of course. But there's more to come.
Yes, sir.
You could be one of them. If you're not shy and you just message me, Wise, or even the podcast itself, you get me.
And you know what's so funny, dog? These gents keep on asking for guests.
Yeah.
And then if you want to be a guest,
they don't say anything. Say some. We don't bite. Friendly. It's family friendly. This
is a family friendly channel.
You get me. But
if we talk about dating.
This guy. But no, guys, once again, we love you guys. Make sure to follow us on various social medias: TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, what else, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Then follow my IG, it's Aura and Wises,
Advise the Boss.
Yes, sir. But yeah, love you guys, and we hope you enjoyed this episode. Shall we get into it?
Let's start.
Yes. So guys, today's episode is on overcoming procrastination. I lost my train of thought for a second. But yeah, Wise, why don't you start us off? Like, for starters, why don't you define procrastination?
So yes. When Ura told me the topic, I knew what I was gonna say, but I low-key had to do some research. The research this side, I'm not trying to sound like trash or dumb. So that's why I definitely made sure I did research.
Yeah, yeah.
So I watched videos and read some articles, but the main source for me was TED Ed Talk, I think. YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I went to go watch some of their videos on procrastination. So that's where majority of my resources or my information come from. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to take credit for someone else's work. You know, just making that clear. Defining procrastination, let me define that. So procrastination is when we avoid a task we said we would do when we avoid a task we said we would do for no good reason, despite expecting our behavior to bring negative consequences. You know what I'm saying? And also, procrastination, fun fact, it's Latin for to forward to tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the definition of procrastination.
No, that's genius right there. Cause I know some of you guys watching, y'all like to procrastinate things.
Like to avoid things.
You like to put things to the side and say, I'll do it
tomorrow.
Yeah. What if tomorrow never comes? Have you thought about that? Exactly. What if tomorrow never comes?
I think about it. Remember in grade 11 or grade 10 where we played that game? So we have mentioned this about before, but we played a game in grade 11, grade 10, where we had to our friends would tell us which girls we had to go talk to.
Oh yeah.
So if we had Guava, we'd be like, gents, tomorrow, gents, procrastination.
It was so funny. We were young to be fair, scared to talk to girls and stuff like that. But it is what it is. If you're young, you'll always be scared. Let's be honest. It's kind of scary. But no, guys, on a real note though, procrastination is not good. Me personally, I won't lie, I'm a victim of this thing. Cause even when we went to school, I'm sure you'd like I'd always say something like, I'll study tomorrow. Always like to like put it off the next day, and I'll be like, the Lord is on my side. You feel me? But if you think about it, it does say that the Lord helps those who want to help themselves, you get me. So therefore, help yourself by not procrastinating.
Don't procrastinate.
Yeah. I'm personally still working on like I'm learning to not put things off like
for last minute
because like it's a bad character trait, because like it's laziness if you think about it. Cause like,
but I would say that's a bit different though.
I mean, okay, how is it different though? If you deep it, how is it different?
Because like for me, laziness, I feel like we did all up, and I wrote this down just to
let's give so Wise a minute.
Where's this thing? Oh yeah, okay, yeah, it is. So I feel like laziness, so procrastinators or procrastinating isn't being lazy. Procrastination is just postponing a task in favor of doing other things, you know what I'm saying? That's not tax consuming.
Fair.
But
then, okay.
But also less important and urgent, whereas laziness involves being reluctant to exert necessary effort. So basically, when you're lazy, you just don't do anything at all. You don't even do something else to distract you. You just don't do anything. And I feel like that's being lazy. Whereas procrastinating is, you will do it eventually, but you don't want to do it right now. So you will now distract yourself with other things. Whereas laziness, it's just you don't do it. You don't do anything at all. So that's why I would say procrastination.
You're just a couch potato.
Couch potato. Yeah. You'd literally rather sleep or just chill on your bed than do anything else like watch TV. That's how lazy you are. That's why I feel like laziness and procrastination is different.
It's different. No, I do hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying. But could you also not make the argument that you're only putting off that certain task simply because, I don't know, you're just too tired to do what it is you want to do? Like, for instance, you know that thing you want to do is going to, like, take all your energy and time.
Yeah.
And therefore, you're kind of like lazy to do that. You'd rather do something that won't necessarily take all that energy. That you get me, like all that energy. If you do something like, if you do something else, right, and you do that, it won't be as time consuming as this task that you're putting off. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then I would say that as you say, that is procrastination. I wouldn't necessarily say that's laziness. Because
no, but like, why are you putting it off? You can
just do it now. It's probably just like I look at it as the fear of failing, essentially.
Okay,
like
fair.
I wrote it down. I feel like people who procrastinate care too much. Procrastinators have the fear of failing and delaying tasks because they're afraid their work won't live up to their high standards. So I feel like that's why people procrastinate, because you're just scared that what I'm going to do, I won't do it properly or to the best of my ability. That's why I feel like people procrastinate. That's just my opinion. Because I feel like, what other reason is there to procrastinate? Because you're being lazy. It's not like you're being lazy. You're just delaying it, essentially. So that's why I feel like people procrastinate. And the bad thing about procrastination is that, like, if done too much, it really will affect you mentally and physically. Because I would say more mentally, actually. Because now you grow high levels of stress, anxiety. And I don't know about depression, but what I saw, the source from what I saw,
much you watch,
was
yeah,
saying
yeah,
that depression. So I don't really know about that, but I would say anxiety and stress definitely, because you keep on procrastinating, and by the time, and I know some people say they do well under pressure, which I do get it, I understand. But then it might go down to a point where, yo, gents, that stress level might be detrimental to your health. So that's me answering your question. Why people procrastinate?
No, I do hear you. You do make a lot of sense. I won't lie, but I also hope that those of you watching, those of you listening, can also hear like what I'm trying to say in a way about like procrastination and laziness, linking just a little bit. You get me? But yeah, I wanna just touch on what Wise just said now about like how it can like give you stress and stuff like that. Like, me personally, I'm a stressful guy, you get me? And if things are not done on time, then I'm in trouble. Because I'm one of those people that cannot work well under pressure. I just feel so overwhelmed. I feel like now everything is on me. And if I fail, then like I let everyone down and stuff like that. And I don't want that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? That's why me personally, I don't work well under pressure. So I'd rather, not that I'm perfect or anything, but I'd rather like honestly try get to it as soon as I possibly can. Not unless obviously I'm genuinely busy on that day and I need to attend this task before attending that other task, because this task came to me first and therefore let me just do this one, then I'll get to that one.
But then could you say like because the tasks because you have so many tasks at once, that could essentially be more pressure than just one task alone? Because as you said, you can work under pressure and you have to do this and you have to do that. But could you also say that because you have so many tasks to do, that could play a factor on your high pressure stress?
No, I like that question. I do hear you.
Wait, before you answer the question, the volume level, because I kind of dropped my mic, guys, so let me just fix the volume levels. Let me just fix that, I'm saying.
But anyways, as I was saying, why just ask the valid question, like me having so many tasks, does that not like give or in like enable the stress in a way? To answer your question, I would say no, simply because like obviously you won't get all the tasks on one day, you feel me?
Yeah.
Obviously you will have time to like just catch your breath and then move on to the next. So that's how I look at it personally. We're like, okay, I'm given a task, okay, I'll get to it, I do it, I have a break, now let me attend this task that I was given as well, now I have a break, next task, so forth and so forth.
Yeah,
that's how I look at it. Hopefully I answered your question.
No, I do. Yeah. Actually, the way you described it now is one of many ways that you can actually do procrastination.
Yeah,
and it's something that I actually do, but I didn't realize I did it essentially. So like a way you can deal with procrastination is by you breaking down the task into a simpler format. So if you have to study, also what I did actually with business in particular, I wouldn't study all my chapters in one day. That's if I had enough time to study, I wouldn't study all of them. What I would do, I would study maybe one or two chapters per day. So all the chapters I knew I was gonna study, if it was five in total, I'll study two today, two tomorrow, and then the other
one.
So that's a way for those listening on digital streaming platforms or watching on YouTube. A way that you could deal with procrastination is that you can break up the task into simpler forms. So if it's studying, study a piece today and then the next piece tomorrow. If it's work related, I think you could do that the same, but then I'd obviously say if you're gonna do that, make sure that you obviously stick to the deadline for your boss. Because you wanna break it down to a point where you're doing it right, but then at the same time your deadline is tomorrow. So you don't want to break it down too much, if that makes sense.
Now you like more like now you have more pressure.
So I'd say one of many ways in how you can do the procrastination is just breaking down the task into a simpler form and then go with it from there.
I hear you, but let me ask you a question. Do you work well Under pressure.
I would say yes. Yeah, I can't lie to you, because if it's like media related, so if it's video editing, photo editing, but if it's video editing, I would say no, because now I really don't have time to actually have the vision of what the video should be once it's ready. So now from what you're telling me, I remember last year I had to make a collage video of church photos at my church. So I had to do a collage video of the whole year photos that we took and make it into one video. But then my sister is telling me the next day.
Yeah.
So obviously I did do it, no problem. But then I feel like it could have been better than what I did. So I low-key was rushing. And funny enough, when I was done with the video, I put it on a flash drive. So when it was time to project it at church, the video didn't even open. So
what did you do?
So we couldn't play the video. So the video had to be played the next Sunday, but not the initial Sunday.
That they planned. Oh, okay.
So
at least you had time.
What do you mean I had time?
Like to fix up the video.
I did fix up the video to check what was the problem. But you know, the working under pressure, I think depending on what it is, it would depend if I do well or not. So if it's media related, as I just said, I don't think that's good, essentially, because especially like with all the video editors listening or watching on YouTube, like it's not good to be told to make a video
last minute,
because now your best of your editing abilities won't be shown, because I'm being told this has to be done by tomorrow, and I feel like you won't shine under a certain amount of time for the video to get done. But then honestly, that will also obviously separate you from the rest to actually see who's the best under pressure. But then I feel like, as I said, depending on what I'm doing will determine whether I work well under pressure. If it was school related, I can't lie.
I knew I did. Because like with school related things, I remember I'd leave things for last minute. I would sleep because I was lazy.
That's not procrastination. That's a laziness.
No. That's why I said procrastination and laziness.
It's not the same thing. It's different.
But I just leave school work. I tell myself, oh, let me chill a little bit. I'll study later. Because I want to chill. Dog, from a long day of school, you need to relax a little bit. You feel me?
No, you need to work.
You need to relax a little bit.
Work, go touch them.
But and I just find myself studying midnight, and guess what? Nothing is coming in my brain.
You see, this is why I tell people don't study at night time. That's the worst time to start.
And I know people that like love studying at night. Yeah. It's like I mean I get the logic, because like it's quiet then, no one is really using the TV. If you have younger siblings or older siblings or parents or whatever, they're all sleeping.
Yeah.
No one is running around the house and stuff. So I do get the logic. But is it the best? Nah, it can't be.
It's not.
Like, learn from me, guys. Like, oh, I struggled. Nothing was cut. But to be fair, I put it for last minute. So I can't.
Be like, ooh.
And then also, let me ask you a question. Do you ever like find yourself overwhelmed when you don't like reach the tasks like on time or something like that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely feel it. Yeah, I can't lie. When you don't finish it on time, or when you do finish it, it's, as I said, it's not gonna be the best project you've ever submitted, because you kind of had to do it under a certain amount of time. So I would say you do feel overwhelmed. And also like going back to what we said about school, like if it was projects that had to be handed in before a certain deadline, or else obviously if you didn't hand it in, your teacher wouldn't give you a good grade. Like I tell you now, guys, like you wouldn't want to be in a position where that happens, because although some people really don't care, but then you at the same time, we even discussed it in I forgot which episode it was, but in last season, an episode about failure or something like that, how deep down, you guys don't, I would actually say this, not me, deep down, the kids that don't really care about their marks like that, they would like display that they don't really care, but then deep down, they actually feel hurt, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And as Ura said, they would feel overwhelmed before handing it in, because it's like, yo, maybe I should have just done this a bit earlier, you know what I'm saying? But then when it's time to actually hand in their project or their task, you know, it's not to the best of their ability. And like that time, people are looking at you like, yo, bro, are you okay? Are you damned? Because that time, it's like, this ain't good, bro. This ain't good. This is not good for you. So it's like, what are you doing?
What
are
you saying? Exactly.
And I would say, although some people do work under, well, under pressure, the best thing I can, the best advice I can give you in terms of doing tasks or projects is just try to do it before the deadline, guys. It's the safest way to do things. And I understand procrastination is a thing, but then it's like, at the same time, you don't want to be in a position where you're going to be so stressed that, who knows, God forbid, panic attack, you know what I'm saying?
Eesh.
And you won't do things properly.
Yo, yeah. No, and I agree with everything you just said, for sure. And they're valid. But I also want to say something about procrastination. Like, you need to understand, like, you know, when you procrastinate in life, you could almost, in a way, self-sabotage
yourself.
Ura, what do you mean? What I mean is that, who knows, what if you were meant to be at this place in your, like at this point in time, right? But because you wanna put things off to last minute and whatnot, and the case, now you're not where you wanna be, and now you have to like restart over again and do it right until you get to where you need to be. And because you procrastinated yourself, you're delaying your full potential almost.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because, like, think about it. Imagine, right? Let's look at Cristiano, for example. Imagine this guy, Cristiano Ronaldo, almost like told himself, okay, listen, let me focus on certain things in my life, whether it be family issues and whatnot, and I'll come to practice whenever I'm like done doing those things.
Yeah,
I personally don't think he would be
where
he is today, because he told himself that, listen, it's all or nothing. He had a lot to lose, but he had a lot to prove.
Okay.
You get me? And to gain, of course. And he knew the assignment. The assignment was, he needs to be a great bowler. Therefore, pull up training at 6 o'clock. These gents that are coming at 9, let them. But I will come at 6. And guess what? Look at Cristiano today.
Look at Cristiano today.
Because he didn't procrastinate. So you could look at an example like that. You get me? Where, like, just tell yourself, okay, listen, yes, it is going to be a challenging task, but I know I can do it. I'm capable of doing it. And therefore, let me try my best, just so that you don't feel overwhelmed or stressed like that.
Yeah.
Or you don't get to the point where, like, it's too late to come from procrastination.
Yeah.
You get me?
No, I do get what you're saying. Yeah.
Do you want to add more things, Waz?
No, I would say, like, although it's something that is not really mentioned because of the stress levels, as you made an example of Ronaldo, how he low-key was in a position where he had to be disciplined about the situation and disciplined about his environment, because he's now in a position where he can become more great, but now it's time to have the discipline to become great.
Exactly.
So, as you said, Ronaldo, he didn't come late to practices, he came early, you know what I'm saying, and look where he is today. So I guess the thing is that I think it also goes down to also, wait, I even wrote it down. I think it also goes down to
hold up. Let me
I feel like procrastination is motivated by our negative feelings. Some people are more prone to procrastinate than others. People have difficulty regulating their emotions, and those who struggle with low self-esteem are much more likely to procrastinate regardless of how good their time management is. So I was going to actually ask you this question. Do you agree with that statement? Like, procrastination is motivated by negative feelings. People who have difficulty regulating their emotions are more likely to procrastinate.
Yeah. Ah, that's a good question. I would kind of agree. And I would agree simply because, like, I mean, Wait, what does it say? Can I just read something here quickly? Where is this? This one, because procrastination is motivated by your negative feeling, some people are more. Yes, because, like, think about it. If you have a low self-esteem, what are you going to tell yourself every day? I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get me?
Yeah.
And therefore, it's not worth me attempting to do or try that thing. So I'd rather, like, leave it to the side. You get me?
Yeah.
That's why I low-key agree with the... Because, like... Once again, you need to, like, guys, at the end of the day, you really need to love yourself. Speak positively about yourself. And the more you do that, the more you're able to tell yourself, I am capable
of doing this.
And therefore, you'll procrastinate less and less. You get what I'm saying? But do you
No, I do. I do agree with that. Of course, when you said, because if you have low self-esteem, you believe that you can do. I actually didn't think of it in that way.
I would
agree to that, actually, because, but then at the same time, to those who did, because, like, the people that we knew in high school that we know that this one is gonna do it last year. When I look at them, I don't look at them as
like they have low self-esteem.
So now when I'm looking at this statement and I'm looking at what I've seen
in high school,
it's kind of contradicting the statement.
But could you not say that that's laziness then?
Could be seen as laziness because it's like they know what needs to be done, but they're not gonna attempt. They're not gonna even attempt to try doing it. So that could be seen as laziness. As I said, procrastination, laziness ain't the same. Ura saying it's low-key the same.
No, it is, once again, just a little bit. Because think about it, dog. Just
not even close.
No, just think about it. Like, why are you not? You're finding all the time in the world to do certain tasks. Why are you avoiding that one?
Because I want to.
Why? Because you're lazy.
No, not because I'm lazy. Because I'll do tomorrow.
No, but I do hear you, because, like, maybe you are scared of letting yourself down. So I do hear you when you say it's low-key not the same thing. Mm. I do hear. But I want to ask you a question, wise. Like, how... Like, obviously, we've all procrastinated before and stuff like that. But how did you, like, or how would you, like, overcome
procrastination?
I
would say, like, as I said, the example that I said, breaking down the task into simpler format. But then I would also say another reason how I would overcome procrastination is just because what I would do, because not a lot of people do it, but then I would think, what would happen if I don't do it?
Because I'm
a type of person, like, I'll always say this, I like to overthink a lot. So if I'm handed something to do, I'll think to my head, okay, if I don't do it, what would happen? What would happen? What would be the consequence? Because I feel like when you procrastinate, okay, if it's not test related, let me say if it's not test related.
Life related or...
No, if it's life, no, life related, what I'm about to say. Life.
Oh, yes.
But then
yes.
If it's like for a test, I would say the consequences, you might fail.
Yeah,
you might
true.
Fail a trash grade.
True.
But anything else, like people who would procrastinate because they know whatever consequence comes after is minimum. So it's not too detrimental to them. So that's why they'll be more willing to procrastinate. But in my case, I would say it doesn't even matter what happens. Unless if it's something small, but it doesn't even matter what it is, you know, test or not test, whatever it is, I'll still think of the consequences. Like, what would happen if I don't do it? And if I don't like the consequence, or if I really feel like I could genuinely just do it. You know what I'm saying? So for example, if it's editing audio for the podcast or the video, like the consequence is we have the video late. And you know, there was a time where
the video was late, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But then I wouldn't necessarily say that was cause of procrastination. I think that was cause
technical difficulty.
No, it wasn't even technical. It was cause at that week that the video came out late, I was already doing so much things that I honestly forgot about the podcast.
Oh yeah.
So I would, like, that was the consequence. You could even say low-key that was procrastination, cause I could have done this before all of this went down. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I would think of the consequence, and if it's a consequence I don't like, then I'll get to the test.
Exactly.
Let me not say immediately, but I'll definitely
as soon as possible. Yeah. No, I actually like what you said. Like, What did you say again? Like,
I think of the consequences. Yes. If it's something I don't like, I get to
exactly. No, that's deep right there. But also, you have to think to yourself, like, what's the what's the worst that can happen? You get me?
Mm.
What is the worst? Because, like, okay, sharp, you do this, then what? You get me?
Yeah.
And if the worst case scenario you think of your mind is really not too bad, I don't see why you should not attempt it. You get me?
Yeah.
So always, like, I'm also speaking to the people that have low self-esteem. You get me? That are afraid to attempt or try things. Because you have to, like, think like this. Okay. Well, like, for instance, us, we started a podcast.
Yeah.
Right? Now, before we started this podcast, I told myself, okay, what's the worst that can happen? I told myself, this is the worst that can happen. We can have people out there watching us, laughing at us. You get me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have no supporters. You get me?
Yeah.
And we end up giving up.
Mm.
That's the worst that can happen. Now, I pictured that and I'm like, okay, I can handle people laughing at us.
Yeah.
You get me? I can handle not having supporters if it's not meant to be at this time. But what I can't handle is us giving up.
Yeah.
Because, like I keep saying, the day you give up is the day you'll never know what could have been.
Mm.
So that stuck with me. And I was like, you know what? If I don't attempt this, I will never know how far you and I can take this podcast. You get me? With our editor, of course, Joel, can't forget you, man. But yeah, we will never know how far we could have been. You feel me? And that's why I was like, try it. And we're not doing too bad.
Yeah,
we're still up and coming, but you get me. So if you're thinking about making music or whatever, yes, you will be criticized, but trust me, always try something. And at least you tried something and it failed. Then
not
attempting, and because it could have succeeded, but because you're too scared to try it, you'll never know. I'm sorry if I was a little bit off topic, but I just thought I'd share that.
Yeah.
But for me personally, overcoming procrastination, how I would do it, right? Obviously, what Wise said, think of like the worst consequence and stuff like that. And also, just once again, just honestly, try your best to, like, attend to it immediately. Because at the end of the day, once again, like I said, it may be too late for you.
Yeah.
To even, like, get out of whatever situation you were in. And because you procrastinated, now you're in a deeper hole that you can't get before. Out of.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
And that actually, to, like, add a little bit on your point, please, like, I think I wrote it down. Yeah, so the response might seem extreme, like procrastination, right, to tasks, right? The response might be extreme, considering it's just a deadline that you have to meet.
Mm.
But we are most likely to procrastinate tasks that evoked negative emotions or negative feelings. But if you think about it, the task that you're avoiding increases in difficulty the more that you delay to finish.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to add to.
Yeah, no.
To your point.
Definitely. So guys, just try, like, honestly.
Do it. Why procrastinate?
Like Nike. Just do it. But yeah, no. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to overcome, really. Once again, we're not saints. We're all human at the end of the day. And we will, like, put things above those certain tasks.
Yeah.
But also, you need to remember, like, the bigger the task, the more, like, yeah, obviously, it's way more risky, right? For sure. But, like, the greater the outcome, if you think about it, you get me? Like, no risk, no reward. You get me? Like,
the bigger the task.
Yeah, the bigger the task, I feel like the greater the reward. You get me? Because you did it. You've over, and now look at you. Let me give you an example. So, like, this podcast, we're trying it, right? And if it blows up, we blow up. And guess what? We did it. You get me? That's an example you could use for yourself as well. So like, just try not to have negative don't have negative feelings towards yourself, because at the end of the day, you need to challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. You get me? Yeah. But add something there for us, wise.
Oh, I was gonna say, because when you said the bigger the task, I was thinking the bigger the task, the bigger the risk. But then as you said, the larger the reward. And then if it was the smaller the task, the more likely you are to procrastinate it. Whereas there is no risk factor. And the reward is minimal. So yeah, I would say that's why when you're like, the bigger the task, there's no risk. I was like, but then wouldn't the bigger task have more risk, essentially?
No, it will have more risk, obviously, because it's risky. You get me? But obviously it has more consequences.
Yeah.
If you do fail. But now if you succeed, you're sorted. But now because you have a negative self-esteem, you're gonna opt for these smaller tasks, yeah, and stuff. And they won't be like the rewards won't be as large as if you did a task that was way bigger and way greater.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So guys, don't procrastinate. You get me? Try your best. But yeah, I think do you want to add more stuff or not really?
No, I think not that's really. All we have to say for procrastination. This episode is a little bit short. Yeah, I can't lie. I didn't expect it to be as short.
Yeah, so. No. This episode, what am I saying? This episode is really short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's an intellectual one. I know you guys were looking for some gags, and I'm saying maybe next week.
Yeah, definitely. Because we got to be versatile.
Yeah.
Like, you can't always click us and it's always goofy, you get me?
Yeah.
We gotta be serious a little bit. But next week definitely will be more
quite funny, essentially.
I mean, we could say that then.
Well,
yeah. But more guests are coming very soon, definitely. So stay tuned. And also, we're on the road to 100 subscribers. Mukbang coming very soon.
I don't know why you wanna do a mukbang.
Why not?
We could do something else.
What is something else then?
I don't know.
You see, mukbang, guys.
Why mukbang? You know, if we do mukbang, I'm gonna eat salad only. Salad only. My body in shape.
We're gonna do a mukbang, guys. Make sure you follow our socials. It's Aura.
And Advise the Boss.
Yes, and follow Beyond the Mic on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
RSS,
Wi-Fi. Apple Podcast, of course. We love you all. And once again, keep showing us love. You get me?
Listen on Apple Podcast if you have Apple Music, sorry.
No, Apple Podcast.
Yeah, if you listen on Apple Podcast, if you have. Can't you listen to podcasts on Apple Music?
Can you? I don't think so. I think you can. I don't know.
That's why I say get Spotify. I know you can get Apple Podcast and Apple Music is separate.
Spotify. This is a whole different discussion for another day. But
Spotify better.
No. We love you all and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.